Our next speaker is Cynthia Wong. She's the chair of the PAC at Britannia. Please welcome Cynthia Wong.
Hi, good afternoon, everyone. Thank you very much for coming to this meeting, especially on a sunny afternoon and when it's raining. And on behalf of all the parents in Vancouver, I really want to thank all of you for coming out to this No Cuts to Kids campaign. And but honestly speaking, I wish that we were here for some other purposes, like for a celebration of our conference, rather than begging and lobbying and saying something to our government that what they're doing is really hurting our kids. I think many parents in the audience may agree with me that we are quite a little bit burned out and a little bit tired that we have to do this almost from time to time, year to year. And but I want to tell all of you and also the government officials, if there's anyone in the audience, that when it comes to the education of our children, parents will not be silent, and we will be keep on lobbying. And thank you. I also, on behalf of all the parents, I want to tell the government, if they're around here, or maybe Mr. Mayenkot is here, I want to tell Mr. Mayenkot that, okay, there are needy kids in the Prince George area. Please support them and fund them, but don't do it by taking funds from our Vancouver students. And when our Minister of Education want to raise the graduation rate, want to increase the students and parents' satisfaction, want to change the graduation requirement, give teacher salary increase the medical premium, give us the necessary funding and the support to do so, we won't be able to do it. And they have to remember, for every simple decision they make, it's going to have a huge impact on our children and our families. Just a few weeks ago, we were told in the middle of a school year that the family advancement program is going to be cut by our Ministry of Children and Family, and leaving all our families in the middle of nowhere. I really want to tell them that as parents, they have to understand that they are decision makers, and we depend on them, our children, our vulnerable children, everyone. I can see that the 3 million deficit, the 3 million cuts to the funding to our most vulnerable children is going to do more damage than 3 million. It's going to be much, much more. And the 9 million or the 10 million deficit faced by the Vancouver School Board is going to hurt everyone. Honestly speaking, as parents, I sincerely hope that this is going to be the last No Cuts to Kids campaign. We won't have to do it anymore. Please make the right decision and support all our students. Thank you.